It's Nick and Wheeze on Kiss 98.5. You might not know the guy, you might not know the voice, but you definitely know his work. Stick figure guy. It's an image that we see all around Western New York, and we welcome to the show. And I should point out, because you work anonymously, or I can't see your face, but you're sitting right beside me in a mask, we welcome to the show, Stick. How are you?
Man, I'm blushing under my mask right now. That was a crazy entrance. Thank you. I feel like I'm sitting with the legend himself, man. Nicholas Pickles, 98.5. It's crazy.
I appreciate that. Let's talk about your image, your stick figure guy. What's the motivation? What's the message with this simple figure that we see everywhere?
I kind of ask everybody when they ask me, like, you know, they're like, what's it mean? I'm like, what's it mean to you? And I always get something different. And last time I asked, like, this little girl, she had a better answer than what I came up with. She said, it doesn't matter how much baggage you carry, you always lead with love. You always speak love. So I thought that was a cool interpretation of how she saw it. But, like, what it means to me is, like, it's like this is breaking, like this is like a, breaking my generational curse. I'm going to be able to, like, take care of my family, my friends, everyone around me. Like, we're all kind of, like, right now we got a whole team with us. Everyone's inspired. We're inspiring people, and we're just, you know, we're chasing dreams and making it happen.
It's a good message. It's fun content. It's an image we see everywhere. Sometimes my heart jumps because I'm like, how'd you get up there? I want to ask a lot of questions about that. You do you. I do want to talk about Figure Fest. Where is it taking place? Because it's, I want to say inspired by Burning Man, but tell me about Figure Fest.
So it's going to be at the Shaman Events Ground at 1046 Bloomingdale. It's about half an hour, 45-minute drive from Buffalo. It's literally
what, like, town are we in for this?
It's Bassam, New York. It's going to be on the reservation. We have a little bit, like, more leniency out there. We didn't need permits to build. The fire marshals, we asked, like, hey, do we need fire marshals? They're like, we are the fire marshals. So, like, it was really cool. Everyone's, like, very, like, on board. Kind of just started, like, hey, you know what we should do? Like, we should build a giant stick figure. And then it kind of was just like, well, it's happening. You can kind of make it a, like, you know what I mean? Like everyone else should kind of see this. We can kind of, like, maybe throw some dunk tanks out here.
How big is this stick figure planned?
Dude, right now, I've made 5 U-Haul trips with a 26-foot U-Haul stuffed to the brim. And then, like, the Vibeside Studios right here, they've been recording everything. So we have, like, behind the scenes for after the event. We're going to make a whole video of, like, it's a lot of physical labor.
So you're going to create the stick figure guy and then torch the stick figure guy?
Yep, build it and burn it.
Build it and burn it. Isn't that life?
And like you said, it's kind of like a mini Burning Man, you know, and it's like this is like the origins of the beginning of it. And ideally, this will be a reoccurring thing. Everything we've been doing for the last couple months has literally been funding. I saw every single art piece. If you go on my Facebook right now, all the art that I've sold is gone there. We've got sponsors and stuff like that. It's literally, I don't even know if we're going to make any money off of this. We're just kind of curating and creating an experience for people at this moment right now. Something that we don't really have. Like, everyone's always like, where's the function? Where's the function? You know, like, this is where the function is.
What's the date, Stick?
August 8th.
8-8.
8-8.
Sweet. Let's talk about what you do and maybe how you refer to yourself. I'm a fan of street art. So whether, like, Banksy, Keith Haring, Basquiat, those guys are kind of the kings.
Those are all my
favorites. Those your inspos?
Yeah, man. Shepard Fairey as well as Mr. Brainwash, all the graffiti artists in Buffalo. Like, I looked up The Crate, Gru's Attack. Mm-hmm. So, like, those were, like, the big ones that I used to look up to in the city. But just going to New York City, watching the trains, and just Because was a big one back in the day when I was a little kid here. And they had, what was it? There was one that said, look, mom, no job. You know what I mean? And then, like, across a bridge. And that was the first time I was like, oh, my God. Someone climbed on that bridge. And then I was like, I want to hit that bridge one day. And then they did one. If you go on Niagara, and it's, like, by forest, across the bridge. I know people think about this about myself. So I was thinking about, like, how did he do that? I was like, did he scoot across? Did he, like, climb? I was wondering. And not too many people make me wonder. Like, I kind of figure out, like, oh, they did this or they did that. But because, man, he was one person that had me, how did he do that? And then since then, you know, it kind of made me want to be like,
you're the guy.
You're the guy, man. I'm here with you.
We're here with Stick this morning. And I'm not kidding. Like, I still haven't seen your face. You're in mask and that's how you operate. Why the anonymity? What does that mean to you?
There's no point of putting a face on it. You know what I mean? Like, to me, like, it's way bigger than me. Right now, I'm kind of just like a face, but like it's the city behind me, the people who support me. It's like all the kids, the dads who drive with their kids and bond over it.
I was watching Robbie from the Goo Goo Dolls doing his tour. Your image, stick figure guy, is like on his base.
Oh, I made three bases for him. He once randomly made a post like 5 years ago. Who is this guy? And it blew up like 13,000 comments and stuff. And some like photographer was like, dude, this guy's looking for you. And I didn't know, like, really, like, I didn't really think about Google Dolls and Iris and, like, how big they were. I was just kind of like, okay, that's cool. And then, like, one day I get a phone call. Hey, this is Robbie from the Google Dolls. I'm like, hey, man, like, how'd you get my number? Like, you know what I mean? And, like, he was just like, hey, man, like, my daughter loves you, and I'd love for you to be at Music is Art Festival. I'll put you smack down in the middle in the front.
And you did.
And he did. And he put me there for, like, when there was at Riverworks, he put us in the front for, like, 3 years. At Buffalo, I think it's at the Outer Harbor now.
Yeah.
He put us right in the middle. Awesome. He's always, like, accommodating, made art for his daughter. Like, yeah, man, it's a cool time.
Figure Fest is coming out on the 8th of August. It's in, where is it again?
This is at Bassam, New York.
That's a half hour away from here?
Yep, 1046 Bloomingdale.
Sweet. Stick, an artist you know, an artist you see around Buffalo. Thanks for talking to Kiss 98.5.
Thank you for having me.